Good. It is not the first time I have been in a human cage, but I do not think they will tie me with cords this time.
You must lie on this bed.
This bed is like the one they gave me to lie upon in the king's cages in the city.
Lie down.
By the broken lock that freed me, they will think they have caught big game. Come and sit beside me, little brother, and we will give them some good hunting together.
No, I must not be seen here. They're coming. I will lie beneath the bed. Under the cover now. Cross your paws and let them hang outside. There.
Oh, I am so tired.
His fringed lips draw back. His red tongue curls. His lower jaw drops till you can see halfway down his throat. His huge dog teeth stand strong and clear, ready to snap. Oh.
Watch them tumble over each other in their haste to get back to their huts.
They will not stir till the day comes. They will drag boxes and push them against the doors to defend themselves against you.
Wow, this has been a good night's work. The woman will not be put into the red flower, and all goes well in the jungle. Let us go now.
Not yet. Where does Hathi feed tonight?
By the river, I think. But why? What can Hathi do which we cannot?
Want to find him.
You are still angry.
I am very angry. I never saw human blood in my life till I smelt and saw Messua's blood on the thongs that bound her. She was kind to me. As far as I know anything about love, I love Messua and hate Baldeo and his friends. But however much I loathe them, their cruelty and their cowardice, not for anything the jungle has to offer can I bring myself to take a human life and have that terrible scent of blood in my nostrils. My plan is simpler. Let us find Hathi.
I am Hathi, the elephant. The mud of the river is fresh on my flanks, and I chew the green stem of a planting tree. Ah, good hunting, Mowgli.
Good hunting, Hathi.
Good hunting, Bagheera.
Good hunting, Hathi.
You have come to tell me something?
I have a tale to tell you, yes. It concerns an elephant, old and wise, who fell into a trap. The sharpened stake in the pit scarred him from just above his heel to the crest of his shoulder, leaving a white mark.
Hathi, you have a long white scar on your side, as though you have been struck with a red-hot whip.
People came to take the elephant from the trap, but he broke his ropes and he went away till his wound was healed. I remember that the elephant had three sons. These things happened many, many rains ago, and very far away. What's happened to the fields in that village at harvest time, Hathi?
They were reaped by me and my three sons.
And what about the ploughing that follows harvest?
There was no ploughing.
And the people who lived by the green crops on the ground?
They went away.
And the huts in which the people slept?
We tore the roofs to pieces, and the jungle swallowed up the walls. We let in the jungle upon five villages. And in those villages, there is not one person today that gets food from the ground. But you already know this story, Mowgli. Why tell it again?
Now I understand. This plan to blot out a whole village frightens me. Why not something quicker? Why not...
I do not want to kill. What good are white bones to me? I'm not a wolf cub to play in the sun with a skull. Let in the jungle, Hathi. Let in the jungle upon the village. Let the people run as they ran from the other fields, till the rainwater is the only plough, and the sound of the rain on the thick leaves is all you can hear in the air. Let in the jungle, Hathi.
But I have no quarrel with these people.
Is not my quarrel your quarrel? I saw and smelt the blood of the woman who gave me food. She whom they would have killed but for me. Only the smell of new grass on their doorsteps can take away that smell that burns in my mouth. Let in the jungle, Hathi.
Ah, now I see. So did the scar of the stake burn on my skin, till I watched their villages die in the spring growth. Your war shall be my war. We will let in the jungle.
By the broken lock that freed me, are you the naked cub I spoke for many years ago? I am like a stray fawn before you.
You, Bagheera, a stray fawn? And now I am laughing and crying. I shall have to jump into the river to make myself stop.
Then you really are like your namesake, the frog.
Hathi and his three sons turn, each to one point of the compass. They stride for a long 60 miles through the jungle. Then they feed quietly for a week.
At the end of that time, a rumor goes through the jungle that there is better food and water to be found in a particular valley.
I am the pig. My family scuttles over the rocks. The deer will follow, and the wild foxes, and the wild buffalo of the swamps.
I am Sahi the porcupine. There is good food ahead.
At the end of another week, everyone is milling around in a circle of 8 or 10 miles.
In the center of the circle is the village. Round the village, the crops are ripening. And in the field sit people on platforms, balanced on the top of 4 poles to scare away birds.
On a dark night, we slip down from the jungle. We break the poles of the platforms. They fall as a snap-stalking moon falls.
The deer break into the village's grazing ground. What the deer has left, the pig will spoil.
Friends, the jungle has come in upon us. Our crops are all lost. Perhaps the village has offended one of the gods of the jungle. We must pray to the gods and eat the summer food that is left to us.
They try to gather nuts in the jungle, but shadows with glaring eyes watch them day and night.
The more they keep to the village, the bolder grow the wild things that bellow on the grazing grounds. The wild pig tramples down the stables, and the vines throw their elbows over the newly won ground.
Who can fight against the gods of the jungle?
I pluck off the roofs of the huts as you pluck water lilies. Mud walls crumble under a kick, and crumbling melts to yellow mud under the torrents of the rain. I wheel and squeal and tear through the narrow streets. I shiver the doors and crumple the eaves.
A month later, the valley is a dimpled mound, covered with soft green shoots. By the end of the rains, the roaring jungle is in full blast in the place that was once under the plough.
Are you satisfied now, Mowgli?
I have had my desire.
And you are satisfied?
I cannot tell. I think I'm afraid.
Do you know what you are afraid of?
No.
Do you know the story of fear?
No.
It is a tale older than the jungle.
Tell me, Hathi. Perhaps I will not feel so empty when I know.
In the beginning of the jungle, whenever that was, we all walked together, having no fear one of the other. In those days, there was no drought. Leaves and flowers and fruit all grew on the same tree, and we ate only leaves and flowers and grass and fruit.
There was no killing for food?
No. And the lord of the jungle was Tha, the first of the elephants. He made furrows with his tusks in the ground, and there the rivers ran. He blew with his trunk, and there the trees fell to make clearings. But soon some of the beasts grew lazy and did not want to travel for their food.
And so they began to fight among themselves.
Oh, you have heard the story?
No, I'm guessing.
So it was. The deer argued, and one of them accidentally pushed the tiger, and the tiger killed the deer, and so it all began. And soon Tha, the king of the jungle, found that there was no law in the jungle.
So what did Tha do?
Tha told us to go and seek fear.
Why?
Tha said, once you have found fear, you will know who is your master, and after that, you will know the future. So we traveled up and down the jungle, and in a cave we found Fear sitting. And Fear had no hair and walked on hind legs. And when Fear saw us, Fear shouted out with a loud voice, and we all ran away because we were afraid. We clung to our own, and that night we did not lie down all together as was our custom. Each tribe slept with its own, horn to horn, hoof to hoof, like keeping to like.
Why did Tha want the beasts to find fear?
Because Tha wanted the beasts to see how dangerous fear was, and to come together again out of a memory for the way things once were.
And did they?
When the tiger heard of the hairless one, he boasted that he could kill fear. The tiger went to the cave, and the hairless one shouted very loud and made the tiger run away. And the tiger was ashamed and begged Tha to help him. So Tha said, I will give you one night when you will be free of fear. On that night, you will meet this human being who will be afraid of you. If you can show the hairless one mercy on that night, then you will show you have understood fear, and we can all live at our ease once more.
And did the tiger do this?
The tiger waited till the night and went to the cave, and there, as promised, the human being lay on the ground before the tiger in fear. And the tiger killed him.
The tiger killed fear?
Yes. But then Tha came and said to the tiger, this is the most foolish thing. By killing a human being, you have taught human beings how to kill, and they will follow your trail forevermore.
And that is why the jungle people do not go near the tiger.
That is why. And that is why the human beings have caused us great harm, with the noose and the trap and the red flower that drives us into the open and burns the trees. Only sometimes, when there is one great fear over all the jungle, we each lay aside our little fears and come together. But that does not happen very often.
Why has no one told me that story before?
Perhaps because you are a human cub. All the beasts know the story from when they were first born.
And I have had to learn it. Thank you, Arthi.
What is it, Mowgli?
What?
You are restless. Why?
I was thinking back to the time when I herded the buffaloes and they killed Shere Khan the tiger.
Shere Khan vowed to capture and kill you. You had no choice.
But was it right?
Right, Mowgli? Look at me. What do you see?
I see nothing except Kaa the python.
Oh, you grow slow. My coat, little frog. My coat. My new skin.
Your new skin. Brown and yellow and shining.
And warm. Come, I will coil round you and warm you. There. Lean against me.
What more can I wish? I have the jungle and the favor of the jungle. I have my friends. Is there more between sunrise and sunset?
Now, the cobra said...
What cobra?
The cobra in the ruined city.
Where the monkey people used to play?
Yes. I was there, winding among the stones and statues, and I found a burrow and slept.
Under the earth?
Under the earth. When I awoke, watching me was a white cobra I had never seen before. He spoke of matters beyond my knowledge and showed me many things.
What has this to do with me?
The white snake said that a human being would give anything for a glimpse of those things.
Well, I would not give anything. I do not care about things I have not seen.
The white cobra is very old. It is a long time since he has seen a human being. He would like to see you.
I do not want to go back to the ruined city. I did not like it there.
Are you scared?
Of course I'm not scared.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Good. Let us go.
But why should the white cobra want to see me?
Because he is lonely. And because he has heard you are a brave human being who is not afraid of returning to dangerous places.
Oh, I see.
Well?
Oh, very well, then. Let us go to the ruined city. Dive down the half-choked staircase.
Follow me, Mowgli.
Down a sloping passage that turns and twists.
Here, the root of a great tree has forced its way through a wall of solid stone. Go through the gap.
A few streaks of light drop down in the darkness. I see nothing. This is a long way to come for nothing.
Am I nothing?
Look, Mowgli.
My eyes are as red as rubies. See how they shine.
The cobra. How long have you been here?
As long and longer than the great walled city of 100 elephants and 20,000 horses and cattle past counting. So long that my skin has bleached to ivory white.
What is this place?
This is the city of the kings. 20 kings and more.
Have they all died?
This city. The great city of the forest, whose gates are guarded by the king's towers, can never die. It was built before my father's father came from the egg, and it shall endure when my sons are as white as I.
I do not understand him.
Father of cobras, there is only the jungle here, as it has been since the beginning.
Then who is this sitting before me? Unafraid, knowing not the name of the king, talking our talk through a human being's mouth. Who is he who knows the snake's tongue?
Mowgli, they call me. I am from the jungle. The wolves are my people. And Kaa here is my friend. Father of cobras, what are you?
I am the warden of the king's treasure. In the days when my skin was dark, the stone was built above me that I might teach death to those who came to steal. Then they let down the treasure through the stone. 5 times since my wardship has the stone been lifted, but always to let down more treasure and never to take any away. There are no riches like these riches. The treasures of 100 kings.
When was the stone last lifted?
A long time ago. I think that my city has forgotten me. Human beings have found their way here now and again. They never spoke till I came upon them, groping in the dark. And then they cried, only a little time.
This human being is different.
You come with lies and would have me believe that my city is not and that my worship ends. People may change, but I never change till the stone is lifted and I am fed with warm milk and taken to the light again. I and no other am the warden of the king's treasure.
Do not like it here. Come on, Kaa. We will go.
No. What about this treasure?
What treasure?
If you can leave alive with the treasure, the lesser kings will be thy servants.
But I see nothing here to take away.
By the gods of the sun and moon, listen to me. Before your eyes close, I will allow you this favor. Look and see what no human being has ever seen before.
I'm not interested.
These are called gold pieces. The floor of this vault is twice my length deep in coined gold and silver. You are a human being. You must care about this.
I do not care at all.
Jeweled elephants of embossed silver, plates of hammered gold, turquoise stones, look, jade cups and bracelets, gold and more gold.
What do these things mean?
This is called treasure.
Human treasure.
And this is the treasure of all treasures.
What is it?
Describe it to me.
3 hands long, like a hook. The top is one round shining red stone.
A ruby.
And the handle is stuck with rough blue stones close together.
Turquoises.
The rest of the handle is a shaft of ivory. And the point is covered with pictures of elephants. This means nothing to me.
This jewel is dangerous. This jewel brings great harm to whoever touches it.
It will not harm me.
Do you dare to touch it?
I'm not afraid of your treasure. Give it to me.
It is here, beside me. Pick it up, Mowgli. It is called the King's Ankus. Is it not worth dying to behold?
It is very heavy.
Do you not find it beautiful?
It is hard. I'm cold. Ugh, I'm not good to eat. But I wish to take it away, that I may see it in the sun. Will you give it to me?
I will give it to you.
Thank you, Father of Cobras.
I will give it to you if you fight me for it.
Kaa, this place is dark and cold. Let us go.
Look, by your foot. What is there?
The bone of a man's head. And here, 2 more.
They came to take the treasure away many years ago. I spoke to them in the dark, and they lay still.
I do not want all the treasure. I want this jewel to look at in the sun.
Then you must fight me for it.
I do not fight with the poison people.
Who asked me to bring this human being here?
I did.
There was no talk of fighting. How can I return to the jungle and say that I led Mowgli to his death?
I am the warden of the treasure of the king's city. I decide who lives and who dies here.
But I tell you, there is neither king nor city. The jungle is all around us.
Wait a while. Python of the rocks. There is room for some sport here. We can make this boy run.
Shh, no! Come, Mowgli.
This cobra cannot see that I am different from other human beings, Kaa. I'm not afraid. I will fight him. The thorn will help me. I will throw it at the cobra. There!
The thorn-pointed thing arcs through the air and pins Father Cobra by his hood to the ground.
I will hold him, Mowgli. He is yours.
No, I do not wish to hurt him, Kaa. Look, the white cobra has outlived his poison. It has dried up.
I am ashamed.
No need. We will go now. I will take the Ankus thing because I have fought you.
Make sure that it does not kill you. My strength may be dried up, but the Ankus will do my work for me. It is death. Shh! No human can keep it for long.
Look, Bagheera. How brightly these stones shine in the light. What do you think?
I was born in the king's cages in the city, and I know what this is. Many human beings would kill for the sake of that one red stone alone.
The stone makes it heavy to hold, and it is not good to eat. For what use was this thorn-pointed thing made?
It was made to thrust into the heads of elephants, so that the blood should pour out.
Why do they do this?
To teach them their law. Having neither claws nor teeth, human beings make such things.
If I'd known this, I would not have taken it. First it was Messua's blood, and now it is Hathi's. I do not want to hold it any more. Let it lie there while I sleep. Oh, my head is heavy.
Mowgli, wake up.
What is it, Bagheera?
The anchors. Someone has taken it.
But who?
I do not know. Look, there is a trail.
We shall follow it and see if the cobra spoke the truth. If the pointed thing is death, then whoever stole it will die. Let us follow.
Slowly, Mowgli. The jungle is wet and the ground will hold the slightest mark.
Do you think that pointed thing will turn in the man's hand and kill him?
Who can tell? Can you see anything?
A footprint. Here, look. The weight of the anchors has pressed his heel far into the ground.
It is as clear as summer lightning. We will follow. He runs swiftly. Look, the toes are spread apart.
He is turning to the right.
Another trail comes to meet him.
A smaller foot. The toes turn inward. It is the foot of a hunter. He drags his bow on the grass.
That is why the first trail turned aside so quickly. One is running away from the other.
We will each take a trail.
I will take the big foot, and you take the other. We will part, and each cry the trail to the other. Now I hide behind a rock and stand still.
I sit under a tree, leaning upon my right hand and resting my bow between my toes.
I wait, resting the end of a thorn-pointed thing, the anchors, upon a stone.
I wait long, for the mark of my feet is deep here.
The anchor slips, for here is a scratch upon the stone.
Two twigs and a branch are broken here.
I come from behind the rock upon my knees, dragging the anchors.
I move on.
I run swiftly. The trail is clear.
Here I am, Bagheera.
The two run side by side, drawing nearer. The race is on.
They have met. We meet, Bagheera. Here stood one, with his knee on a rock. And over there, the other.
Look, where the other one stood, he lies, an arrow through his back.
So the cobra was not mad. Here is one death. Look.
The ashes of a campfire, and the body of another hunter.
I jeered at the cobra when he said that human beings kill for pleasure. I was wrong.
They also kill for the sake of shining red and blue stones. Remember, I lived in the king's cages. I know.
One, two, three, four. Four tracks of men with shod feet. They must have talked together, all five standing, before they killed him. Bagheera, let us go back. My stomach is heavy, and yet it dances up and down, like a nest at the end of the branch.
It is not good hunting to leave game untracked. We must continue. These 8 feet have not gone far. We will only need to run for an hour.
I smell smoke.
Human beings are always more ready to eat than to run.
Here is one that'll eat no more.
What is this white dust?
That is what they eat. They mix it and make it hot on the red flower.
Another body here, Mowgli.
I will go and tell the cobra he was right. This thorn-pointed thing is surely death. But I still do not understand how or why.
Look there. A fire smokes in the center of a circle. And there are three more men. How did these die, Mowgli?
Here. I have found it. The Ankus. The red-eyed, guilty slayer.
Well, will you take it?
If it is left here, it will surely kill more. I have no love for human beings, but even I would not have them die without reason.
What matter? They killed one another.
It is my fault. Never again will I bring strange things into the jungle, even if they are as beautiful as flowers. This must go back to the cobra.
Oh, it is late, Mowgli, and we must sleep.
We shall sleep. But first we must bury this thing before it runs away and kills any more. We will dig a hole under that tree.
But, Mowgli, it is not the fault of the Ankus. The trouble is with human beings.
It makes no difference. We will dig the hole deep. When we wake, I will take it up and carry it back to the cobra.
You have returned after I gave you treasure.
Here is your treasure. I do not want it.
You are not like other human beings, then.
Get a young cobra to help guard the king's treasure, so that it will stay safely here.
How is it that you are still alive?
I do not know, but I do know that the treasure must stay here. And so, Kaa, I return the jewel to the ruined city.
You did right, Mowgli.
Cobra was such a sad creature, Kaa.
Mowgli. Mowgli.
Great brother, what is it?
Our peace is broken.
Is it the jackal?
Worse. We must go to the council rock. The pack must know, for it is no time for the weak to be alone.
The wild dogs have come north, saying that the moon is new, and they will take our place in the jungle. They have taken my cubs. At midnight we were together. At the dawn wind I found them stiff in the grass.
Are you certain the wild dogs were responsible for this?
I saw them, Arkela.
How many?
I do not know. Three of them will kill no more, but then more came and I fled. My cave is empty that was full when this moon was new. The debt must be paid. The wild dogs must pay.
Were there cubs with the pack?
No. Grown hunters all. Grown dogs, heavy and strong.
We must plan. The wild hunting dogs drive straight through the jungle, pulling everything down. They are not as big or as cunning as our wolves, but they are strong and many, and they are relentless.
40 wolves make a fair pack, but the wild dogs are 100 strong.
I despise them. They do not smell like the free people. They do not live in caves.
They are dangerous to us.
It is better to die in the full pack than leaderless and alone. I will lead the fight against them.
Akela, you do not need to lead this fight.
I am old, Mowgli, but I am still the leader. It is not I who must stay away from this fight.
What do you mean?
You are young, and this is not your war.
I see. I must go and sit with the monkey people and eat nuts in the trees while my people fight below.
This war is to the death. You have never met the wild dogs. You do not know.
I know something more important. A wolf was my father, and a wolf was my mother. Is that not so, Grey Brother?
That is true, Arkela.
Because of this, Mowgli and the free people are of one skin. And I say by the bull that bought me, by the bull Bagheera paid for me, I say by the trees and the river who remembers everything, I will never forget.
I told you, Mowgli, you do not know the wild dogs.
When my wolf father and mother brought me to the council rock, you accepted me as you accepted the other wolf cubs. You remember?
I remember, Mowgli.
And I have been loyal through everything, through all my years of growing.
Mowgli, this may be my last fight. I move slowly. But as long as I can, I will fight for my pack.
That is why I shall be with you, by your side. We must go north and east. Eat quietly so that the wild dogs have no trace of us. We will let them think we have left our hunting ground to them, and we will lie hidden until they become careless. Then we will return and take them by surprise. It is our jungle, and they shall not have it.
It is a good plan.
Good. Meanwhile, I will go and see how many there are of them. They must be counted.
That is too dangerous. You cannot go alone.
I will not go alone. I will go with Kaa, who sees and knows everything in the jungle.
Shh! Oh, Mowgli, how tall and strong you are now.
Each time we meet, Kaa, you are longer and broader by the length of my arm. There is none like you in the jungle. Wise, old, strong and most beautiful, Kaa.
And you, Mowgli, are beginning to learn the ways of flattery. I will show you my strength.
Kaa! Put me down! I'm not a tiny cub to be... Oh!
Oh! Not a cub? Not tiny? Oh. This is Kaa, the rock python, strong as a tree.
Ah, my stomach, Kaa!
And still a human cub. Well, you come with soft, tickling words, telling me that I am wise and strong and beautiful, and I choose to coil and play and believe you.
My head is spinning, Kaa.
Very well. There. I have made myself into a hammock under your weight.
Rest your head on my shoulder.
Now, tell me why you come to me in the darkness, Mowgli. Tell me what has happened in the jungle tonight.
I'm afraid, Kaa. The wild dogs are hunting.
I see.
And Akela is old.
Well, this is not your fight. You are a human being.
It is true that I am a human being. But it is in my stomach that tonight I have said I am a wolf. I have called the river and the trees to remember. I am of the free people, Kaa, till the wild dog has gone by.
Free people? You will tie yourself into a death knot for the sake of the memory of dead wolves.
I have given my word. The trees know. The river knows. Till the wild dog has gone, my word will not come back to me.
That changes it all. I thought to take you away with me to see the northern marshes. But the word, even the word of a naked, hairless human being, is the word.
Be careful, Flathead. This is no jest. I know that. I know that many who fight will not see another moon.
Good. I am convinced. You are indeed serious. How many other wild dogs?
More than 100.
Very well. Now, tell me, what is it you think we should do when the wild dogs come?
They will have to swim across the Waingunga River. I thought we would meet them in the shallows, with the wolf pack, and we might turn them downstream, or cool their throats a little.
The wild dogs do not turn, and their throats are hot. There will be neither human being nor wolf left when that hunting is done. Only dry bones.
Well, then, it seems I am not wise or strong. Have you a better plan, Kaa?
I have seen 100 rains. Before Hathi, the elephant, lost his milk tusks, my trail was big in the dust. I am older than many trees, and I have seen all that the jungle has done.
But this is new. The wild dog has never before crossed our trail.
Lie still. Lie still while I count my years and think.
I lie back among your coils and watch you. The light goes out of your eyes, leaving them like pale opals.
I have seen all the dead seasons and the great trees and the old elephants and the rocks that were bare and sharp-pointed before the moss grew. Now we will go to the river and I will show you what is to be done against the wild dog. Come. These weather-worn rocks of the gorge of the Wanganga are heavy and split by the years. Since the beginning of the jungle, the little people of the rocks have lived here.
The bees.
For centuries, the little people have swarmed from cleft to cleft. And swarmed again, staining the white marble with stale honey.
On the sides of the gorge, sleeping bees, clotted millions of bees.
The honeycombs are tall and deep in the dark of the caves.
On the rock face hang the combs of the past years, new cities built in the shadow of the gorge.
Neither human being, nor beast, nor fire, nor water have ever touched them.
Our wings grow angry. Look down! Look down!
Look around, Mowgli. Here on the bank is piled high the rubbish of uncounted years.
There lie dead bees, drones, stale combs, wings of marauding moths and beetles who have strayed in after honey. Go before we wake.
The sharp smell of it.
All tumble in smooth piles of the finest black dust. Go!
And there, see, this season's kill.
The skeletons of deer and buffalo. Go!
No wolf or jackal has touched the bones.
They crossed the line, and we killed them. Go!
Kaa, I've seen enough.
The bees will not wake till dawn. There is time for a story. A hunted deer from the south many rains ago came here. Not knowing the jungle, with a pack of wolves following. Blinded by fear, the deer leapt from above, with the wolves close and hot on the trail. The sun was high, and the little people were many and very angry. Many were those of the wolf pack who leapt into the Wanganga River, and they were dead before they reached the water. Those who did not leap died also on the rocks above.
And the deer?
The deer lived.
How?
The deer jumped before the little people were aware and was in the water when they gathered to kill. The wolves were lost under the weight of the little people who had been roused.
'Tis a long jump.
The deer did not have the advantage of a strong body wading in the water, as I will wait for you. Well?
It seems I am to pull the very whiskers of death. Kaa, you are the wisest of all the jungle.
So they say. If the wild dogs follow you...
As surely they will.
If they follow you hot and blind, looking only at you, those who do not die above will drown either here or lower down the river. For the little people will rise up and cover them.
It's a good plan.
The Wanganga River is hungry water. The wild dogs are only used to shallow water. Any who survive will be carried to the shallows by the ruined city, and there your wolf pack will meet them with a surprise welcome.
There could be no better plan.
Good. You are willing?
Yes. There is now only the little matter of the chase and the jump.
It is your turn to plan, then.
Yeah. I must make my scent known to the wild dogs so that they follow me very closely.
Have you seen the rocks above? From the land side?
No.
Go and look.
Very well.
Go on to the high ground and make the leap. I will receive you here. You will be quite safe. The bees are sleeping. I am upstream in the middle of the gorge.
I am high, high above the gorge. I have jumped twice as far for sport.
I see Mowgli's head against the stars.
That is an evil place below. Low bushes and deep gullies, all full of the little people.
A brave human cub.
I put big stones, one above the other, by the side of the three gullies. These I shall kick down and the little people will rise up behind me, angry.
Hurry, Mowgli. The sky will be light soon.
I jump! Catch me, Kaa!
Well done, little frog.
This will be a good sport, Car.
You are wise, but there must be care. The little people are always angry.
And especially angry at twilight. I will play with the wild dog at twilight, for I know the wild dog hunts best by day.
Good. We are complete.
I must return and tell Akela and the wolves. Will you stay here, Car, till I come with the wild dogs chasing me?
I will wait. But be careful, Mowgli.
Well, Mowgli, there is a deal of difference between robbing bees' nests in single trees and this plan you have with Car.
What is it the little people dislike most?
Smell of wild garlic.
What must I do then?
Gather a bundle of it, tie it with a bark string, and carry it with you as you run. Mowgli the frog.
Mowgli the frog have I been. Mowgli the wolf have I said that I am. Now Mowgli the ape must I be, before I am Mowgli the deer.
Good hunting, my friend.
I will see you at the end. Now I must gather my garlic and pick up the trail of the leader of the wild dogs. I find the trail. It runs under a forest of thick trees that grow close together, gradually thinning to within 2 miles of the bee rocks. From the last tree, there is hardly cover to hide a wolf. I climb into the tree, hang my bunch of garlic, and sharpen my knife on the sole of my foot. Wait till a little before midday when the sun is very warm. Smell of the wild dog pack.
Who dares speak to the wild dogs?
By whose leave do you come here?
We need no one's permission. Who are you that you dare challenge us?
This is our jungle.
All jungles are our jungle.
All jungles are our jungle. Well, well, well.
But look, it is a hairless ape. A tree ape.
A tree ape? Is that what you think?
A hairless tree ape.
Look at my feet. They're not those of an ape.
Hairless creature. We will eat you.
Wild dog, go back and eat lizards. I have no hair between my toes.
Prepare yourself, ape. We have surrounded you. Prepare to end your time in the jungle.
Come down before we starve you out, hairless ape.
I may have no hair between my toes, but I have many little thorns under my tongue. You are stupid. You are cowardly.
You are a tree ape, a hairless nothing.
Come, come up and join me in the tree. Now I have you by the scruff of your neck.
Let me go.
Certainly not.
I will bite you.
You're not very happy to see me, are you? Would you like me to cut off your tail? Well, perhaps not this time.
We will not leave here until we have finished you.
I'm very grateful to have you protect me against danger.
We shall see.
Oh, I'm tired. It's nearly twilight. Time to rest, I think.
Not for long. Not for long.
Oh, I can hardly keep my eyes open. Don't worry, I won't fall from the tree into your waiting jaws. A tree ape is not afraid of you. Have you slept enough, my friends? The sun is beginning to sink. Wake up! The tree ape is coming down to bite you. You don't want to play? Oh, dear. Look, I shall rub myself all over with this sweet-smelling garlic. Now then, follow me and I will make you very wise. Run! Run, wild dogs! Jump! Jump from tree to tree! It's so easy! Follow me! Come on! Let us dance, wild dogs! The chase begins!
Ape with a wolf's tongue! Do you think you can cover your scent?
What do you think? Am I not sweet in the air?
What will you do when there are no more trees?
Watch, wild rats!
Follow me. Follow to the death. Down from the tree. Head like the wind in bare feet for the bee rocks.
Come on! You're too slow!
I run cleanly, evenly, springing from rock to rock. The leader is not 5 yards behind me. The pack is stringing out behind. The earth begins to hum beneath my feet as the bees wake to the morning.
We slept in the early twilight, for it is not the season of late blossoming flowers.
Humming, humming.
Then footfalls hollow on the ground.
I run as I have never run before. Piles of stones line the dark, sweet-smelling gullies. Kick the stones into the gullies. Wake up, bees! Wake! The air is dark behind me. The bees have woken. The current of the Waingunga River far below. A flat, diamond-shaped head in the water. Leap with all my strength. Drop feet first to the safety of the river. There's a sting on my body.
I have you. You are safe.
Look! The wild dogs are bounding over the edge of the cliff. Great clusters of bees fall like plums. As each cluster touches the water, the bees fly upwards and the body of a wild dog whirls downstream.
We are bees. Our wings roar as we snap and tumble among the crumbled honeycombs. Stinging the wild dogs to their death.
We cannot stay here in the water, Mowgli. Come, we must swim.
Down the river, then.
Look. Some of the wild dogs have escaped the bees.
They will not swim far.
You think you've got away, tree ape?
Fill your mouth with dirt as your friends have done.
Look, look, Mowgli. The wolves are waiting on the banks.
The wild dogs are swimming to the shore. Ha ha! They will have a fine welcome.
Come back, Mowgli. Swim to safety with me.
I must help Grey Brother and the other wolves.
Let me help you. Are you hurt?
No. It is good to see you.
The long fight has begun. Mowgli, get down. I will guard your back.
Spitting and scattering on the wet sands. We are fighting for everything that our lives mean. The night wears on and on. It is the longest night ever. And then finally...
Mowgli, come quickly. Akela is hurt. Akela is hurt.
Akela, are you here?
I said it would be my last fight.
Be still, Akela.
Do not let a single wild dog go alive, Grey Brother. Oh, Akela. Akela.
It is long since the old days of Shere Khan and a human cub that rolled naked in the dust.
No. No, Akela, I'm a wolf. I'm of one skin with the free people. It is no will of mine that I am a human being.
But you are, Mowgli. You are a human being. I owe my life to you. And today, you have saved the pack, even as I once saved you. All your debts are paid now. I tell you, this hunting is ended. Go to your own people.
I will never go. I will live alone in the jungle.
After the summer come the rains, and after the rains comes the spring. Go back before you are driven.
Who will drive me?
Mowgli will drive Mowgli.
Then when Mowgli drives Mowgli, I will go.
Will you help me to stand?
There. Carefully.
I have been the leader of the free people. This is my song.
I sit till the cold daybreak, cradling Akela, the cold leader of the free people. After Akela's death, I'm alone for a long time. I see someone who looks very like Mowgli in the pools where I drink. He is strong. I know that he can swing by one hand from a high branch for half an hour at a time. He can run as fast as any deer.
You have wits as well as strength, Mowgli.
Thank you, Bagheera.
And yet the look in your eyes is always gentle. I do not understand this in you.
And when I am hungry, do not my eyes talk then?
Your mouth is hungry, but your eyes say nothing. Hunting, eating or swimming, it is all one. Like a stone in wet or dry weather.
Well, it is not like that.
I know.
We lie on the side of a hill, overlooking the Waingunga River. The morning mists lie below us, in bands of white and green. As the sun rises, they change into bubbling seas of red and gold, and the low rays strike the dried grass on which we are resting. It is the end of the cold weather. The leaves in the trees look worn and faded.
The year turns and the jungle goes forward. The time of the new talk is near. It is good.
I know it is spring. But Bagheera, is it well for a black panther to lie on his back and beat with his paws in the air as though he were a tree cat?
And why not, little frog?
It's not very dignified.
I see.
So the human cub is so superior that he has forgotten how to play.
Not at all. Can you catch me?
If I want to.
Bagheera, why are you shaking? The sun is warm.
I can hear the scarlet woodpecker. I must remember my own song.
You're not listening to me. You do not want to play.
It is the time of the new talk, remember?
I always know when it is the time of the new talk, because then you all run away and leave me alone.
I do not leave you alone.
You do. I can feel it. You want to leave me.
I will not leave you yet.
My stomach is heavy in me. Make a rest for my head.
There now. Now, you know about the seasons, Mowgli?
In the jungle, the seasons slide by without division. There is the wet and the dry.
Good.
Spring is the most wonderful, because it must put away the half-green things which the gentle winter has suffered to live, and make the partly dressed stale earth feel new and young once more.
Oh, there is no spring in the world like the jungle spring.
There is one day when all things are tired, and the very smells seem old and used as they drift on the heavy air. Then on another day, all smells are new and delightful. The whiskers of the jungle people quiver, and the winter hair comes away from their sides.
Then a little rain falls, and the trees and the bushes, and the bamboos and the mosses wake with a noise of growing. That is the sound of spring.
This spring, my stomach feels different. This morning I saw the peacock blazing in bronze and blue and gold along the misty wood. I opened my mouth to send out a cry and the words choked between my teeth. Bagheera, why? What is it?
I cannot tell you what it is.
I've eaten good food. I've drunk good water.
And?
And still I want something. Even the wolf pack will not run with me, but go off to sing songs together.
Then join them.
Join them?
Have you ever tried?
No, never.
Did not Akela accept you as a member of the pack?
Yes, but...
This is for you to try, Mowgli. You must see if you can sing with the pack. Go now.
Mm-hmm. Good hunting.
Freedom.
I've come to sing with you, Grey Brother.
Do not get in our way. This is a spring fight.
And the law of the jungle? Every wolf has full right under the law to fight.
Go away.
What is happening?
You will be sorry.
Since I broke up the...